The group Physicians for Human Rights has accused Israeli security agents of blackmailing sick Gazans who are seeking medical treatment in Israel. The human rights organization says the Palestinians are denied entry into Israel for medical help, unless, that is, the Palestinians agree to become informers on Gaza militants. Reporter Linda Gradstein brings us details.
At a news conference today, Miri Weingartner of Physicians for Human Rights described what happens when ill Palestinians, even those with Israeli exit permits, arrive at the Erez crossing between Gaza and Israel. She said the men are taken to an underground interrogation room and strip searched. Then the questioning begins.
At first, the questions are about the patient himself or herself. Afterwards, they start being about relatives, people in the street, people in the neighborhood. And he's begun to ask about power structures within military organizations within the Gaza Strip.
She said that in the first half of this year, more than a third of the requests for entry into Israel were turned down. That's compared to just 10% last year. The report presents 32 testimonies of Palestinians who said the interrogators demanded they give information now and in the future as the price of being allowed into Israel for treatment. Again, Miri Weingarten of Physicians for Human Rights.
Throughout this situation, the patient is in a double bind between the knowledge that if he doesn't provide the information, which is implied very clearly, if he doesn't provide the information, he may forfeit his medical care and perhaps even lose his life. On the other hand, if he agrees to collaborate, he is in danger because collaboration is treason inside the Gaza Strip, and he is endangering his life and also his family.
The report says that the link between giving information and access to medical care began in June 2007 after Hamas seized control of the Gaza Strip. The Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt was closed, making Israel the only solution for many of these patients. The report says that medical care inside Gaza is problematic and complicated cases can't be treated there. Peter Lerner, a defense ministry spokesman, denied the charges. He said that so far this year, a total of 14,000 Palestinians have entered Israel for medical care. That includes both patients and their escorts, and it's up from 10,000 last year. He said that about 30% of requests are denied for security reasons. He added the Israeli government has documented at least 20 cases of Palestinians who tried to abuse the system and carry out terrorist attacks in Israel. Physicians for Human Rights says it's appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court to force the security services to stop the practice, which violates international law. And they say they've also appealed to the United Nations Commission on Torture and other human rights organizations to pressure Israel to allow all Palestinians who need medical care free access into Israel. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.